Now to the story about a teenage terror suspect who's challenging the powers of the New South Wales Crime Commission. The Top Secret Commission has summoned the teenager for a compulsory examination, and the ABC has obtained a copy of that summons. The teenager's lawyer says investigators didn't properly consider his special interests as a child before including him in their work. And that's why the teen has launched a civil action in the Supreme Court challenging the coercive powers of the Crime Commission. Natasha Robinson reports.
It was a summons to attend one of the most powerful police bodies in the country, served on a 16-year-old boy. His lawyer, Brad Mallinson, is challenging the Crime Commission in a civil case in the New South Wales Supreme Court.
Our client will be arguing that his special interests as a child were not properly considered before the Crime Commission decided to involve him in their investigation.
The compulsory examination was of the utmost seriousness. Police wanted to question the boy about his knowledge of the activities of terrorist groups and terrorist-related activities. Now the Supreme Court is being asked to clarify the rights of terror suspects aged under 18.
It's been agreed between our client and the Crime Commission that he will not be examined until the legality of the summons is determined by the Supreme Court.
The Crime Commission's examination of the boy is likely to be crucial to a criminal case currently before the courts. A mobile phone connected to the boy is alleged to have received a call from the now-deceased terrorism recruiter, Mohamed Barrialet, who was urging his associates in Sydney to carry out an act of terrorism. Brad Mallinson says that given the boy's age, his case should be regarded as exceptional.
We say natural justice is fundamentally about the right to be heard before a decision that affects one's interest is made. We will argue in this case that children have special legal interests and rights and that our client should have been given a chance to say why the special powers of the Crime Commission shouldn't be used against him before the decision was made to summons him.
What would you say to those who regard a civil action such as this case as an impediment to investigation and prosecution of terrorism matters?
At all times, but especially in times like these, the law must be followed and rights respected. This case is about letting the courts decide if proper process was followed.
Nicholas Cowdery is a former New South Wales Director of Public Prosecutions. He says the teenager's civil case will lay down important case law.
Well, the court challenges that have been made from time to time to the exercise of the Commission's powers have quite often resulted in judgments of the superior courts that have been published and which are publicly available, and people can read the review of the exercise of power and the reasons why the courts have come to the decisions that they have.
A full hearing in the boy's case will take place in February.
Natasha Robinson.